It's the battle of those singing shows in your living room this week. Let's go live to TV Guide Entertainment editor Matt Rausch. Hey, Matt, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
So NBC's The Voice is back, as is The X Factor on Fox. If this is your thing, which one of these shows is better?
Well, in the early stages, the one that gets the most attention is The Voice on NBC because they have this kind of a genius gimmick they call the blind auditions, where the judges are sitting in these big chairs with their backs turned to the singer who's auditioning for them, and they only are going by the voice, and then if they like what they hear, they hit a button and their chair turns around. If more than one turns around, then they get to bid on who they get to put on their team, and they really are pretty addictive episodes here because just this idea of they're singing to their backs, and they're just doing really great about them. NBC knows what a gift they have in these blind auditions, so they're getting really aggressive. The gloves are off this week. With both of the singing competitions back this week, NBC has decided to expand the launch of The Voice, not just to Monday and Tuesday, but also to Wednesday, where the final hour this week will go head-to-head with the first hour of The X Factor, which is making its own news because Britney Spears is part of the judging panel this time on Simon Cowell's big show. Simon is not pleased to have The Voice airing opposite its first night on Wednesday, so definitely there is a war going on here.
Yeah, of course, he's never pleased at any time. So,
well, rarely pleased by the singers and rarely pleased by, you're right, anything. but he seems to be very pleased with the two new women he's put on the panel this time, Britney Spears and Demi Lovato. Of course, a lot of that's hype, too. But it really depends on the chemistry of the judges and whether they actually pick some good singers. And that, of course, remains to be seen.
What else is going on at NBC?
Well, NBC is also using The Voice on Monday, the two-hour opener, to lead into a new comedy that's supposed to premiere on Tuesday. They decided to move up its premiere one night to take advantage of The Voice. That would be The New Normal. The New Normal being a new show from Glee's Ryan Murphy. This one's kind of a hot-button sitcom about a gay couple that wants to start a family, so they hire a young single mom surrogate whose grandma is played by Ellen Barkin, who is hilarious as this outspoken, outrageous bigot, and everything that comes out of her mouth is just absolutely just shocking. And she's sort of like the Sue Sylvester, the Jane Lynch of this show, kind of like a glam version of Archie Bunker, maybe. So it's got an outrageous quality to it, and it's also got a really sweet quality to it because it really is about family and a new definition of family. So we'll see if that goes. But NBC is using The Voice to try to give that a bit of a jump start on Monday.
And we've been hearing that this was on the way for a long, long time. Finally here, Katie Couric's new show. What are you hearing about it?
Well, definitely of all the daytime shows making a launch this week, hers is going to get the most scrutiny. She's getting back to her comfort zone of doing daytime TV, being able to go between the soft stuff and the hard stuff and being able to hopefully hit the heartstrings a little bit. She's reunited with her Today Show producer, Jeff Zucker, so there's really a lot at stake here, trying to fill that Oprah void. So we'll see whether her personality will be able to shine in this format. It really has to for it to work. We also have Jeff Probst from Survivor, who has a new talk show this week. Anderson Cooper is rejiggering his format with co-hosts. So again, a lot of churn in daytime, but everybody wants to be the next Oprah.
Did you mention Ricky Lake? Because I don't know that everybody knew she was trying to make a comeback.
No, she didn't. No, she makes a comeback as well. She had a successful show really aimed for the young people a couple of years ago, but then she went off the air, but then became famous again by going on Dancing with the Stars, and so she's leveraging that to try to make one more comeback in the daytime. So again, very crowded field. Not everybody can make it, but of all the ones that we'll be talking about this season, probably Katie Couric's got the most at stake.
Thank you very much, Matt. See you later.
Oh, you bet.
That's Matt Rausch with TV Guide here on WTOP. It's